877. They'll deliver within a 10-mile radius of the restaurant. 822-3637. And check out their new carry-out and delivery-only menu at surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Nothing is more important to me than family, and a business that treats me like family is crucial, which is why Neustedter's Fine Jewelers is special. Whether it's an engagement ring or a new watch, they will offer their expertise and advice to help you make the best choice for your loved ones. Check them out at wowdiamonds.com.
Russ Patton, your Byerly RV financial advisor. With the stock market gyrating precariously, we recommend diversification by turning your paper profits into something tangible, like that RV you've been dreaming about. Or you can hedge your bets by playing the spread and converting just enough cash to make a healthy down payment. And win either way. Disclaimer, plan fund is no guarantee of future fund if your paper profits disappear overnight.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Celebrate 37 years of lifting local at Club Fitness. We're extending our anniversary offer. Join in March with enrollment of 37 cents. Why lift local at Club Fitness? We began in St. Louis, owned and operated by people who live here. 22 area locations. We've always had your support, so we will always be there for everybody. Start lifting local. Join Club Fitness in March with enrollment of just 37 cents.
Neil had a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
This is Patrick Kelly, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks Athlete of the Week. Every week, Schnucks and 590 will highlight the story of a local athlete excelling both athletically and academically. Every week, you can vote through Wednesday on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com, and each Friday, the winner's unique story will be told. Voting will then start over the next week when a new athlete of the week is chosen. Check it out on 590thefan.com.
Wow, has it really been 10 years? Denise from Appliance Discounter is here to tell you that time really does fly when you're having fun. My brother Tony and I started out with one location and one appliance line and have now grown to six locations, a variety of appliance lines, including GE, and an amazing Appliance Discounters family. We love serving the St. Louis area and are so grateful for the customers that have put their trust in us. We know you can shop anywhere, but at Appliance Discounters, we'll always treat you right. Thank you to our customers for 10 successful years, and we look forward to many more to come.
Surf and Sirloin, still open for business, folks. Carry out and delivery. You can place your order anytime. Pickup is available from 2 to 7 p.m., and the restaurant will personally deliver to anyone within a 10-mile radius. The surfandsirloin.com menu has been reconfigured for couples, packages, and families of four. Check out the specials, including all of their porterhouse, filet, and ribeyes, along with chicken parmesan, grandma's breaded pork chops, fried cod, chicken fingers, and crab cake entrees. Give them a call, 822-3637, 822-3637. Carry out and now delivery from Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270.
The powerful voice of Kate Smith. More powerful than the coronavirus. Hold that note. 13 seconds. There it is. So far, she's never failed to hold that note. Folks, it's time for the Playhouse.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chips. And we think you'll get lots of
KC barbecue sauce.
I do like it.
Well, it is good. What happened? That's not open anymore in St. Louis. Wasn't it on Lindbergh?
It used to be, yeah. It used to be on Lindbergh.
And they're no longer there. And I guess the problem was the best part of it was the sauce. The sauce was better than the barbecue, if I remember. Well, good afternoon. And welcome to the March 25th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. Open for business. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. Summer, thank goodness, is not far away. You don't want that hot air coming in around those windows. Get them replaced. Window World will tell you why you, we'll tell you why you should after this.
Hey!
At the control board, with a different sounding voice and an accent not like the rest of us, because the rest of us didn't live as he did for 19 years in Great Britain. For 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. Well, I mean, I guess you saw where your old pal over there, Prince Charles, got the coronavirus.
Yeah, he tested
that?
Positive for corona.
Yeah.
Wonder how he got it.
Well, I don't know, but I guess he's not able to be in the room, the same room, with that hot-looking wife, Camilla, he's got.
Probably made out with Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
He could have gotten it that way, too.
Probably.
So, Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
All right, well done. And simple, and I almost fell asleep. I forgot where I was there for a second. Let's move on around the room counterclockwise. We will not introduce Bill, because Bill, once again, unselfishly, has decided to not take any chances, and he's at home. He's either doing it because he wants to protect other people, or just because he's lazy and it's an excuse to stay home. I don't know. Either way, he's at home in Crestwood, Missouri. We'll check with him in just a few moments here. I'll tell you who is here. Behind the thick glass, Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trousers.
Question if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi, and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and in Illinois. Right now, they're offering drive-through service only. And you can make an appointment, though, for home loans or car loans or any other service they offer. If you need to get into your safe deposit box, though, all you do is have to ask at the drive-through, and they'll let you in and get into your safe deposit box. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
All righty, former night cook at Denny's, former door-to-door knife salesman for the Cutco Knife Company, former beer vendor at Busch Stadium, former roller rink DJ, and former lots of other stuff. But that's all behind him now. Now he is the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's in charge of setting our digital clock and checking it. Not just setting it is one thing, but what if it's off? Folks, we're in a professional business that requires immaculate timing. It requires split-second timing. If that clock is off, the whole show is thrown off. So that's his job. Let's see how he's doing. Let's see what the time is. So it's 5:19, 10, 11, 12, 13, 5:19, 14. Yep, that's right, because that's the time on the clock at the Bureau of Standards, the United States, U.S., American Bureau of Standards. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and what else? There's one other. I can't remember. Oh, yeah, that music reminds me. Just like James Rockford on the Rockford Files, portrayed by Jim Garner, the late James Garner. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. The service department remains open, and sales transactions can still be handled by appointment only. You can visit Londoff.com for a complete inventory of every new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on that lot, or at the brand-new Johnny Londoff Autoplex in St. Peter's. At either place, they can and will get you financed. If your bank says no, their banks say yes. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24-7 at Londoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM when you find new roads at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. The rat boy handed me a poem he wanted me to read, but he I guess he was in a hurry and he left the word out. I don't know what the word is. Here's the poem, all I got of it anyway, except for a missing word. It says, "There is no better cure for any disease than a freshly cut piece of..." And then he just... It's nothing. "There's no better cure for any disease than a freshly cut piece of..." What?
Cheese.
Okay, I get it. Okay, that makes sense. It's like an apple a day keeps the doctor away thing, except he says it's cheese that'll
cheese.
Keep you healthy. That's right, Rat Boy. I'll tell you another thing. They say that music is the universal language. I got to think music goes a long way when it comes to... It needs to be included in that list of things that makes people feel better. You know, when I'm down and tired and out of sorts, as they say, and I think, well, nothing can lift me up. All I have to do is put on a CD of this music you're listening in the back, and everything changes for me, and you should try it too. But if you're going to listen to polka music, don't just listen to any. Make sure it's Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Thanks for keeping us happy.
We are brought to you by Window World. Window World is open for business. They will certainly have somebody come out and give you an in-home estimate. They have 18 months financing, same as cash. Now, this is one of those businesses where I can see why it's not a big deal and it wasn't necessary to ask them to, you know, you need to shut down, because it's a representative coming to your house. And I don't think too many people, I'm sure there are some, who don't want anybody coming to the house. But I used this example before, and I'll use it again. It's all about what's important to you, and what do you really need, and what do you need now. And when it gets hot and your air conditioning craps out on you, you're not going to mind if the heating and cooling guy comes in. I guarantee you, you'll be happy to see him. Come on in here. Get this thing fixed. Granted, a window replacement is not heating and cooling, but it's important, and if you want to save money on utilities because you are wasting money you don't realize you're wasting, if the air that you want to stay in the house is getting out and the air you want to stay out is coming in, you're paying extra for that. So why not include in your shopping the number one selling replacement window in the country? That's actually a really good question, is why would you not take a look at the one more people buy than any other window in the United States? If you don't, and you go, well, I'm not going to look at that one. I know it's the number one seller, and I know that must be for lots of reasons. Other people have done their homework. I'm still not going to look at it. You know that you might be a redneck stuff? You might be an idiot if you do that, because why would you not look, at least look, at number one? And that's all we're asking. And number one is Window World. Window World. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
And now I'm home in Crestwood, Missouri. That's where he is. Bill Clubman, brought to you by the company I just mentioned, the company with a product that is the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the Super Bowl, the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. That, of course, is Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Let's hear it. I want him to hear the applause from Kirkwood all the way to Crestwood. So let's really hear it now for Bill Cleveland.
You're on fire.
No way. Yeah, there's no way he didn't hear that. How are you, Bill?
Did we just lose Bill?
We just lost him.
I just heard
the disconnect.
He did.
I know.
He just hung up on him.
No, I don't think
so.
Wow. He didn't hang up.
Yep.
We just and that's a landline.
He hung up on us.
Wow. We're always concerned about a cell signal. That's a landline.
And no, he's on his cell phone. He doesn't have a landline at home.
I can't believe he hung up on us.
I cannot believe it either.
I cannot.
You did the CNN.
Yeah, sorry.
That reminds me of a call I made earlier today, or that somebody made to me earlier today. He's somebody on this show, and he called me, and I answered the phone, and I said, "Thank you for calling Tim Woodburn. If you're about to deliver bad news, please hit end call now." And he hung up on me.
I thought it was a recording.
No.
I thought that was an answering, a voicemail recording. No, I'm serious.
That was me. That's why, and I called you right back. That was me. I did that live.
Oh, I didn't know till just now that that was. I thought that's hilarious. Honest to goodness.
I thought you did it as a joke.
I thought it was. I wasn't going to leave a message. I thought I'd just talk to him later. That was very well done.
Thank you.
Hey, the other ones I don't like. Did you ever call somebody and here's their voicemail answering message? Hi. And then they wait until you go, hi, Tim, I just wanted to ask you about this. And then after you say, like, two sentences, they go, not here right now, mm-hmm. but they do that. I hate that, where they go, hello.
Oh, the worst is...
Yeah, listen.
The worst is when somebody tries to set up their voicemail, they don't know what they're doing, and phone rings about four times, and then you hear 6 seconds of...
Yeah, before the beep.
Beep.
Yeah.
So Bill's like back. Either. And
what about his back?
No, his back is, I guess his back's okay. I don't think it's hairy or anything.
It's because he uses Nair.
Oh, my.
That's a little too much info for
Frank's got a hairy back.
Now, he didn't like it that we revealed that he puts Nair on his back. Now he's upset because he didn't want people to know that.
Well,
what happened with that phone call, Bill? Did you hang? You didn't hang up on us, did you?
No, you guys hung up on me, I think. But, no. You just made me think of something. When I was probably, I don't know, 14, 15 years old, I changed my dad's answering machine at home. Uh-oh. And I came on and I, you know, kind of did this like a disc jockey thing. And it said, essentially, it was, hey, congratulations, you're the eighth caller. What's your name? And then I just did this long pause. And I said, oh, just kidding. You've reached a Cleveland residence. And people would fall for it all the time.
That's all a good story.
They would say their name. Yeah. Dan.
Good story.
Okay.
That was so incredible, Bill. I want you to come redo my voicemail.
I will. I'd be happy to do that.
Now he is going to hang up on us.
I really am. Before I do my segment today, I'm going to mention something. So I'm going to try something Saturday. It may be a complete flop or it may be a huge success, but I'm going to go ahead and invite everybody to check this out.
You're going to kiss a girl?
No. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'm just teasing.
Oh,
I'm just teasing.
That's so mean.
You are a rude, terrible person.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Go ahead, Bill. Oh, thank
you. Okay,
I'm
here. So I'm going to try. So Saturday, I am going to try a virtual trivia night. And so the way this is going to work, through my Bill on the Road Facebook page, anybody can do this. We've already had a bunch of people interested and have signed up. And so I'll just do trivia questions the way I would do it, a live trivia night. And folks are able to participate, you know, in their homes with family members, or if they want to do some sort of competition with, you know, maybe friends that they might normally hang out with on a Saturday or the weekend that are, you know, in another house or whatever, but it'll all be live on Facebook. And so I think it's, you know, even if it's just for an hour or two, a way to kind of help people.
I'm an idiot about this. You don't have to have FaceTime. You can do this live on Facebook.
Correct. Yeah.
How do you figure out who the winner is?
So you're kind of self-regulated on this one. We'll see how it goes, and I may tweak it a little bit.
Because you can see who posts, so I can imagine you'll be the first person who posts the answer, right?
I'll do the trivia questions, and people will basically, just like you would at a normal trivia night, you keep track of your own answers. Then at the end of each round, I'll reveal the questions, and we're gonna do a couple little games. We've got some giveaways for folks.
Do we have to shout out on names?
You think people
first?
Will be honest?
No.
No.
Well, it doesn't. If they cheat, they're only cheating themselves. It's not like we're not playing for a brand new car here.
What are you playing for? Do you have any prizes?
Used car.
I have. What? No. It'll be just for fun.
It's so, just for fun. Just for people to do something.
Yeah, for something to do. Yeah.
But no, I think I actually think it's a great idea. But I agree with you. It could go horribly wrong, or it could really work out well, and you end up doing it on a regular basis. You won't know till you do.
Now, will you be live like people do Facebook Live? Will you be live on Facebook doing the questions, and then everybody does their
They'll see you, right, Bill? It's
yes.
like
yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll see me, and then they'll be able to interact with me through the chat, so people can type things as
gotcha.
Well. But essentially, you'll have your answer sheets. You'll keep track of the questions, and then I will give folks the answers at the end of each round. We'll probably do maybe 7 rounds or something like that. See how it goes.
I volunteer Frank to keep score for the
That's
entire
cool.
thing.
Oh, I'm good at that. I'm really
I volunteer Frank right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, so if you want to participate, just make sure you're following the Bill on the Road Facebook page, and you'll see the thing on there. It's at the top of the page. It's already scheduled to roll, so there's no backing out.
Do you have a way of knowing how many people are playing?
I will. Yeah, I'll know the number of people that are tuned in. I don't know that I'll know how many people are watching in each spot, but
okay.
So, yeah, we'll give it a shot, see how it goes.
All right. Why not? You're an innovator. Right. What can I say?
Yeah, I don't think so, but we'll try anyway. So I'm actually going to talk today. Excuse me. Holy
Corona.
Easy, Bauman.
That sounded like Corona.
I'm going to talk for just a moment here about a museum that actually does not even exist. And so follow with me for just a moment here. So there is a museum that has been in the works for a few years. It hasn't materialized, but it's called the Museum of Television, and it's supposed to be in Los Angeles. And there is a guy, and I find this fascinating, there's a guy named James Komisar, and maybe you've heard of this guy. This is a sort of, he basically is the biggest collector of television, you can call it junk, you can call it collectibles, exhibits, whatever. This guy basically roots through trash cans at, television studios. He has connections for people who work on sets and sound stages. And he has a massive collection of more than 6,000 things that you have seen probably in your lifetime on television. So, for example, this guy in his collection, he has things like the Johnny Carson Tonight Show set. The curtains, the desk.
Hold on. The actual real curtains?
Yes. All of it. Yes.
Wow.
He has,
how in the world did he get that?
He has the shoe phone from Get Smart.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
He's got Batman and Robin costumes. He has, listen to this, he's got meth from the show Breaking Bad. He has collected all sorts of stuff. There's a YouTube video actually out there. This guy is being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey, and one of the things that he has from his collection is the bottle from the TV show I Dream of Jeannie. So you've all seen that show, the
cool.
bottle. So he gives the description of the bottle and talks, and that's the other cool thing about this guy. He knows all about the stuff that he has in his collection. So the I Dream of Jeannie bottle, all it is, it's a painted bottle of Jim Beam, a Christmas edition of Jim Beam from 1964. And somebody on the show thought, hey, that'd make a cool thing. So they just painted it up, and that is the Jeannie bottle from the TV show.
And I wonder if any of this stuff is BS, where he just, how would we know? Like, he took a bottle and he painted it because he read somewhere that that's how they created the bottle. I just wonder if any of this is really, like, you can't really prove it's the real, or is he legit, you think?
I would totally believe it. The first time I learned about this guy was probably 15 years ago. I was in Los Angeles and I went to this museum that doesn't exist anymore. And inside this museum, one of the cool things they had was the set from Cheers. So they had the entire set. So, the thing you saw on television. And it was massive. It's this massive bar. They built a full bar. And so you could actually go up and sit, where Norm would sit, on the bar. And they had everything. The Indian that they had by the door, everything they had. And this guy came in and bought that set, bought the bar. For this television museum that he wants to build. And so he has, seriously, all of this. He has the living room chairs from All in the Family. He's got Captain Kirk's uniform, Ricky Ricardo's tuxedo from I Love Lucy. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of stuff this guy has.
This guy has to have lots of connections. I mean, look, the curtains, we can all, if we're old enough, still see the curtains from The Tonight Show. Sure. When Johnny walked out, I can see the colors. That's a lot of material. How the heck do you get a hold of those things?
This guy, as I understand it, he started off as a comedy writer back in maybe the 70s, and he would write for different television shows. So he, you know, he had made connections and made friends through, you know, different, you know, working in different studios and that sort of thing. But it's really interesting to hear, and this is the story you hear over and over, is that when these shows are done, that they have a crew that they will pay a crew, essentially. They come in and they destroy the sets and basically throw them in the trash. I mean,
does he have a book or anything? Because this would make a great book with pictures explaining, showing like the Tonight Show curtains or whatever, and then a story about how he got them. That would be a terrific book.
If you go on YouTube, he's been interviewed by, you know, Forbes magazine, and I mentioned Oprah, and there's a lot of people who have done. I would love to have the chance to go in and do a tour of this guy's, you know, collection. I think it'd be so neat to see in person.
What's his name again? If we want to look it up on YouTube, what's his name again?
Sure, his name is James Komisar, and it's spelled Komisar. And you can just Google Komisar collection, and his story is on there. Some photographs of things that he has collected in his galleries, and he's donated. I shouldn't say donated, but he's lent out thing. So, for example, that Johnny Carson set that I mentioned, that was on display in Chicago at the Museum of Broadcasting for about 6 months last year. So he'll let some of his things out. So, I mean, he's got the boardroom from the Celebrity Apprentice. I mean, seriously, wow. It's unbelievable the amount of stuff this guy has collected. And one of the things he mentioned was the when David Letterman signed off, he said that he would pay a team to go to New York and dismantle the set so that he could have the set. And the people in New York said, no, that's okay. And, you know, basically, if you remember the news stories, all that crap was just laying out on the street after, you know, in dumpsters right after Letterman retired. But anyway, that's kind of his thing.
Anyway.
Sorry about that. So check it out. It's the Komisar Collection. And hopefully he'll get the chance to open up a museum. We want to call it the Museum of Television. But you'll get a big kick out of looking at this. This website and then different YouTube videos seeing all of the things this guy has collected. It's fascinating.
All right, I'll check that out.
All right, I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right, I'm Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Finished Tiger King last night. Bill Cleveland watched it all, 7 episodes. He watched them all in one night.
Wow.
It's an hour long, each one. So he did 7 hours of TV watching. I did it in 2 nights. And it's, I guess, the most talked about thing on Netflix right now. When I mentioned it to my son, one of my sons, he said, oh, my goodness, Dad, he said, you're like the 5th person today that's mentioned this to me. So it's Tiger King, and here's what I would say about it. Like a lot of these things, they didn't need 7 episodes. They dragged this stuff out too long. This could have been done in 3 or 4 episodes easily. So I would say certainly watch the first 2 or 3. And then if you wanted to skip ahead to 6 and 7, I don't think that you'll miss a whole lot, but it's certainly worth watching on Netflix, Tiger King. Now, I don't understand people who act like they're so concerned about celebrities when they're going through what millions of other people are going through. And here's the, in particular, what I'm talking about. Andy Cohen. Okay, Andy Cohen has the coronavirus. And I actually saw this morning a reporter on, I don't know what network, I was just flipping around, and she comes on with the story and heartbreaking news from the world of Hollywood. Andy Cohen has confirmed that he does have the coronavirus, and he says the toughest thing about going through this is having to be separated from his son. And it's like this woman's about to start crying, and she closes the story with, I think I speak for all of us when I say our hearts go out to Andy Cohen. No. Mine doesn't. He's just another person who has this. And by the way, they make in the story, they make reference to his nanny. I don't feel sorry for it. My heart doesn't go out to Andy Cohen. Mine would go out more for the people who don't have nannies to watch their kids all the time while they have the coronavirus. Oh, and he goes into how he has to watch him on the monitor that's in his room, and he can see him on the monitor, but he can't be in the room with him. Boo-hoo-hoo. Oh, my goodness.
It reminds me, like,
wrong with people?
I think it was all over Twitter or Facebook, but Ellen DeGeneres was getting on there and saying how depressed she is and how hard it is that she's been in isolation.
Oh, my goodness.
Meanwhile, she's living in a freaking mansion.
Yeah, that's another good example. Yeah, screw
her. Shut up.
I mean, exactly. Be quiet. try if you can, and I know it's almost impossible, to relate to regular people and how much they don't relate to your whining and crying that you're isolated, yet you got a whole network and TV crew coming in there setting up so you can still talk to people. Shut up.
Oh, let me tell you what's going to happen in 10 seconds or less. Oh, yeah. Especially in California. It's going to happen in Illinois in 2 weeks. In California, and in a lot of states, they're going to run out of hospital beds. And people who are famous or rich aren't going to be diagnosed for another 3, 5, 8 weeks. And when they are, you're going to see stories come out about people not getting hospital beds or removed from hospital beds so that the rich and wealthy can get a hospital bed.
Oh,
that's exactly what's going to happen. And people are going to people are going to die because of it.
That's going to happen.
I don't doubt that for a minute. It probably will happen. So, Limey, there's a dating site that's been set up over in the UK. And they've got something like 20,000 men who've already joined this site. I'm not making this up.
What is it?
It's a website for men with small penises. It's called it's called Dinky One. I think it's DinkyOne.com. Check this out.
What?
It matches guys with small penises with women who prefer a guy with a smaller penis, and they have a certain size you have to be below, and it's 5.5 inches. They say if you're less than 5.5 inches, then you qualify. Anyone else is not eligible to join. And I guess at some point, how do they know? They're not going to come out and measure you. I guess you just have to. It's the honor system. But I only mention it to you, Limey, not because I think you could join it, just because, you know, you're from over there. Well, you lived over there for 19 years.
Right.
So, again, for all of you poor guys, and I can't even imagine being under 8 inches. But for the rest of you, it's called Dinky One, and I'm assuming that's DinkyOne.com.
And the same owners of DinkyOne.com have another website that's called BigOne.com.
Really?
Yeah. I'm looking at their logo right now. Big
well,
One.
Well, now you got my attention.
Large penis dating. And I've learned a word. Their logo says Big One, and underneath it, large penis dating. And I learned a new word on their website that I had never learned until I just visited this website just now. And the word is micro penis.
Oh yeah, I've heard
that's
about that.
That's even smaller than Dinky One.
It is.
That is that's an unfortunate person.
Dinky
right there.
One has to be 5.5 or less. A micro penis is 3.5 or less.
Three and a half.
Yeah. Hey Dan, it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's that website?
Micro penis.
Okay. Yeah. Dan will be joined by 6:30. Yeah. 6:30. He'll be on there.
I'm on it now.
Let me see what time. You know how that Mike Evans gets. real quickly, these idiots. You got these teenagers. Where were these people? Purcellville, Virginia. These idiot teenagers who went and got video of themselves coughing on produce at a grocery store. Oh, real funny. That's a good one. And then you got this guy in Warrenton, who's now been arrested, who was licking things in the Walmart store.
Mm-hmm. They charged him with a terroristic act.
And I don't know that I get that. I don't know if it's terrorism, but what an idiot. You know, video, and on the video, he says the words, "Who's scared of coronavirus?" And he starts licking things.
There's a worse one. A kid in California who's got a bunch of Instagram followers licking a toilet
Oh, yeah, it's called the Corona Challenge.
and he's been diagnosed as positive after he did it.
Good. Really? You know what?
Good.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm all for it. Thin out the herd.
The Corona Challenge?
For that kid at all.
That's what it's called. It started because some jackass girl who's some influencer or something like that on Instagram made a video of herself on an aeroplane licking the aeroplane toilet seat.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. They deserve to get something.
Those people deserve to die. Like, you know, make some space for the rest of us.
Wow.
You bet. Thin the herd. Ladies, right? Get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Shirley, thank you for the email asking for this joke. I think it's been long enough. We can do it again. I think it's time for bring it back around. There's a guy who goes into a bar, and he sits down, and the bartender walks over, and the guy has a stutter. And bartender says, "Can I help you?" And he says, "Yeah, I'd like beer." And so the bartender, who has a giant hump on his back, the bartender looks like a camel. He's got such a giant hump up high on his back, hands the guy the beer. The guy drinks it and says, you got any snacks? The bartender says, "We got some mixed nuts." "Yeah, that'll be fine. That'd be fine." So he gives him mixed nuts. He's got a beer. Drinks the beer. He says, "Hey, barkeep." He says, "Yeah." He says, "Have another beer." He gives him another beer. Now he's got the nuts and the beer. He goes, "Hey, you got any pretzels?" He says, "Yeah, we got some pretzels." He gives him a bowl of pretzels. And the guy's drinking the beer and eating the stuff. He goes, "Can I have a napkin?" He says, "Sure." The big old bartender, big old hump on his back. He gives him napkin, pretzels, nuts, the beers. And the guy finishes, and he says, "Well, what do I owe you?" And the bartender says, "Well, it'll be $47. And the guy goes, "What? What? $47? He goes, "Yeah, you had two beers. Beers are $14 a piece. You had nuts. Those are $8. Pretzels are $9. $2 for the napkin." And the guy goes, what the hell? And so he puts the money down and turns to walk away. He turns back to the bartender. He says, "Look, I just want to thank you for not, you know, making fun of the way I talk. Usually, it's like I can't go anywhere without, you know, somebody making fun of the way I talk." And the bartender says, "Well, pal," he says, "I got to tell you something. I don't think I go 15 minutes without somebody making fun of this big hump on my back, and I appreciate that you didn't mention that." And the customer says, "What? Hump on your back? I thought that was your ass. Everything else is so high."
Get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Aussie.com. Get smarter every day at Aussie.com. Try a new news site that tells you about the most interesting people, places, and ideas. Try OZY.com right now. Aussie, it's like a latte for your mind. 22 minutes if you're traveling westbound 70 from 270 to Wensfell Parkway. Westbound 44 between 270 and Union is 25 minutes. And Metro Transit running on a weekend schedule until further notice. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
This winter has been pretty brutal. How has your garage floor survived? Do you have new pot marks from all the salt? SealTech Surface Coatings can definitely help. Hi, I'm Megan, owner of SealTech Surface Coatings. We use 21st century sealants, not the old-fashioned epoxies. Our multi-step process is 4 times stronger and 10 times more flexible than an epoxy system, and we get this all done in one day. SealTech can fix those nasty cracks and pitting that the salt leaves behind, leaving your floors not only protected, but easy to clean and beautiful. Do you have a favorite team or company logo? Steeltech can put that on your floor as well. We have about 17 colors to choose from, but custom blends are available too. Call Steeltech Surface Coatings today at 636-294-6299 to schedule a free on-site estimate with either my Uncle Donald, my dad David, or myself. Steeltech Surface Coatings, 636-294-6299, or visit us at stlgaragefloors.com. Let our family take care of your family.
Surf and Sirloin, still open for business, folks. Carry out and delivery. You can place your order anytime. Pickup is available from 2 to 7 p.m., and the restaurant will personally deliver to anyone within a 10-mile radius. The surfandsirloin.com menu has been reconfigured for couples, packages, and families of four. Check out the specials, including all of their porterhouse, filet, and ribeyes, along with chicken parmesan, grandma's breaded pork chops, fried cod, chicken fingers, and crab cake entrees. Give them a call, 822-3637, 822-3637. Carry out and now delivery from Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest corner quadrant of Manchester and 270.
This is Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. Schnucks would like everyone to know how much they appreciate our community during this very difficult time. They know this isn't easy for everyone, and that's why Schnucks is working around the clock to make sure they handle the needs of our community. Schnucks wants to say thank you for your support, your patience, and your never-quit attitude, as we will all get through this together. Schnucks appreciates our community, and they want all of their shoppers to know how much they mean to them.
All right, quarantined down in Dallas, Texas, I would imagine, as the whole world seems to be. Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And boy, does it seem weird to say they're closed. Usually we say closed only on Monday, but they're closed. Smokehouse is closed. Annie Gunn's is closed, and they will reopen just as soon as they can. My request of you is the minute they do, if you're not able to get in and go to dinner or lunch or whatever, buy gift cards. Who wouldn't want a gift card after this mess is over from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market? Located east of most of that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. Now, are you getting your wine now at the liquor store, walking in, or are you having it delivered?
I'm getting it at the grocery.
Okay.
At the grocery.
Okay.
Trader Joe's. Pockwest question all week long, celebrities and their tattoos today. Name the name of the celebrity who has a tattoo of a skeleton riding a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
It's right on his arm. Is it David Lee Roth, Johnny Depp, Matthew McConaughey, Snoop Dogg? Answer in a minute. Coronavirus stuff. The main reason that New York keeps getting more and more bad news is the epicenter of the, and being the epicenter of the country. Up until last week, subways. Up until last week, subways packed with people holding on to the metal handrails and the metal straps that hold the virus germs 17 days. That would be a problem. Funny text from my daughter who has three children. She sent me a text this morning. It reads, day 9 of quarantine, and I'm getting sick of babysitting your grandchildren. Well, that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
You don't think that's funny?
Hello? It's okay. It's cute.
Yeah. Kind of cute. Yeah.
Cute.
Way back machine, decades ago, I was at a press conference where Michael Jackson, who was introducing Thriller, he was asked about why was he wearing a mask. Remember, he wore a mask. Michael Jackson said he believes that a major pandemic is coming to the United States sooner or later, and he and his kids, he wanted to be ready.
Well, he sure
Michael
was.
Michael Jackson ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
While at the grocery again, looking at empty shelves where toilet paper was missing, somebody had hung a sign that read, "No business is complete until the paperwork is finished."
Huh.
God, what's the deal with you guys?
The deal with us? It's not that
funny. It was hanging, it was hanging at a grocery store. I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah. Cute.
TV News, This Is Us season finale on Tuesday, I thought was really well done. You guys watch that? See this?
No, I quit watching it a long time ago. they went off the rails for me with a lot of things.
All new characters that now cover four generations through flashbacks. I think it's gotten better, actually. Oh, yeah, finally, Ozark returns on Friday to Netflix.
Yes! Just watched the last season, all of it, so I am ready.
Also, happy the Blacklist is back on Fridays. Love that, James Spader. I love the show. Simpsons are planning a special and want Harry and Meghan to voice themselves.
Huh.
A few odds and ends. New research shows that if your router is close to your microwave, it can cause internet problems. Just thought I'd let you know.
What?
There has been a format, huh?
It's kind of random.
Well, I thought it was, you know, I'm here to help the people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no.
No, it's helpful.
There's been a formal complaint against Kim and Kanye for recording a phone call with Taylor Swift without her knowledge in California. Both parties must be aware that they are being recorded and approve. Boy, I learned that lesson when doing mornings at K-Rock, and I used to just record all of the request calls and just put them on the air. Station ended up getting sued. Can't believe it. I got in trouble for that.
Well, that's different. Putting them on the air on the radio station is different. In Missouri, you can record somebody as long as one of the two people being recorded is aware of it. You can call me and I can record us and it's legal. But I can't tap in and record you talking to your wife. One of the two parties has to be aware of it. The broadcasting is different. Yeah, you can't just put somebody on the air without their permission.
Oh, I did it all the time, homie.
Well, I don't doubt that you did. That doesn't surprise me. But a lot of stations did back then.
Yeah. Decades and decades ago, I used to hang out at Tahitian Lanai and Kelly's in Honolulu with Al Michaels.
You told us this story yesterday. Yeah, you told us that story yesterday.
Well, here's the scoop on it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're talking about former Ram quarterback, you know, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Warner. You know Kurt?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kurt Warner.
Yeah. Yeah.
He may take Al Michaels' place on in the broadcast booth for Sunday
what?
Night Football.
Oh, didn't they ask Peyton Manning?
1 minute.
Peyton Manning turned it down.
Oh, I'm sorry, 50 seconds. Sorry, wow. I lost track of time.
Wait a minute, I have a lot more stuff for you today.
Okay, then let's make we'll it 45 seconds.
We'll just go over and kind of, you know, do...
40
and
seconds.
Finally. This guy has a tattoo of a skeleton riding a Harley Davidson on his arm. David Lee Roth, Johnny Depp, Matthew McConaughey, Snoop Doggy Dogg.
I'll say David Lee Roth.
Who's the second one?
David Lee Roth, Johnny Depp, Matthew McConaughey, Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Johnny Depp.
I'll say Snoop Dogg.
McConaughey.
The answer is Johnny Depp.
Go!
Knew I should have come.
Two in a row.
Way to go, Dan.
He gets all bent out of shape when he says things that aren't funny, and we tell him they aren't funny. He gets all mad.
Yeah.
That was Mike Evans. Look, thank a police officer, firefighter. Every chance you get, please do that. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and your mind miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, and goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24/7.
590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
ESPN is reporting the Cowboys have restarted talks on a long-term deal with quarterback Dak Prescott for the first time since handing Prescott that franchise tag. Saints head coach Sean Payton told WWL Radio that he was cleared yesterday after being diagnosed with COVID-19 last week. According to the Detroit Free Press, the agent of Pistons Christian Wood revealing Wood has made a full recovery from coronavirus and that doctors will clear him on Thursday, barring any setbacks. The NHL agreeing to postpone its draft, which was set for June 26th and 27th in Montreal. The league also pushing back its scouting combine and its award ceremony. NFL Network is reporting the league is looking at ways to virtually include its top prospects in its draft coverage since players are forbidden to attend because of coronavirus concerns. I'm Brian Fenley,